ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com. Newbie Series Season 4, Lori's Story Lesson 48. Bye for now. My name is Eric and I'm here with Naomi-sensei.
Hello everyone, I'm Naomi.
With us, you'll learn to speak Japanese with fun and effective lessons.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Naomi-sensei.
はい。
Farewell. I will see you again sometime. In another life, perhaps. That's what we're going to learn this lesson. How to say farewell.
さようなら。
And some other useful expressions. In this lesson, we're still at Innovative Cafe.
カフェですね。
And who's talking now?
リュウさん、しずかさん、and ロリーさん。
And they're all speaking in...
formal Japanese.
Now, before we listen to the conversation...
we want to ask...
do you read the lesson notes while you listen?
We received an email about this study tip.
So we were just wondering if you've tried it. And if so...
what do you think of it?
Just leave us some feedback in the comments section of this lesson. Okay, let's listen.
Uso じゃないです。ロリーは僕の彼女じゃないです。女友達です。全然タイプじゃないですよ。
へえ、そうですか。聞きましたか、ロリーさん。
ええ、聞きました。私は友達、全然タイプじゃない。よくわかりました。
え?ロリー、どうして?ごめん、嘘です。全部嘘です。
静香さん、帰りましょう。さようなら、リュウさん。お世話になりました。
え?
もう一度。お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
嘘じゃないです。ロリーは僕の彼女じゃないです。女友達です。全然タイプじゃないですよ。
へえ、そうですか。聞きましたか、ロリーさん。
ええ、聞きました。私は友達、全然タイプじゃない。よくわかりました。
え?ロリー、どうして?ごめん、嘘です。全部嘘です。
静香さん、帰りましょう。さようなら、リュウさん。お世話になりました。
え?
今度は英語が入ります。
嘘じゃないです。
I'm not lying.
ロリーは僕の彼女じゃないです。女友達です。
Lori is not my girlfriend. She's just a friend.
全然タイプじゃないですよ。
She's not even my type.
へえ。そうですか。
Oh, is that right?
聞きましたか、ロリーさん。
Did you hear that, Lori?
へえ、聞きました。私は友達。
Yeah, just a friend.
全然タイプじゃない。
Not his type.
よくわかりました。
I heard it loud and clear.
え?ロリー、どうして?
What? Lori, but why?
ごめん。嘘です。全部嘘です。
I'm sorry. It was lies. All lies.
静香さん、帰りましょう。
静香、let's go.
さようなら、リュウさん。
Goodbye, リュウ。
お世話になりました。
Thank you for all your kindness.
え?
What?
So, what did you think?
Wait, now I'm just confused.
なんで?
Who's telling the truth here?
It's quite obvious, right?
Okay, look. For all you listeners, if you started listening here, I suggest you go back to around episode 33, 34 to get the full story, all right? come back and let me know what you think. So, Lori told Shizuka that Ryu is her boyfriend.
Hi.
But Ryu went and asked Shizuka on a date, as if nothing, right? And Shizuka, torn by his two-facedness, called him out in the last episode.
Usotsuki.
Liar. And now we find out that, according to Ryu at least, Lori and him aren't even going out. So what, Lori was just making stuff up? Or she forgot to mention that he was her imaginary boyfriend?
I don't think Ryu was her imaginary boyfriend. Because Ryu was quite upset, right? He was saying, 嘘です、全部嘘です。
Wait, so you think Ryu had the audacity to just lie in front of his own girlfriend?
そうそうそうそう。
This guy, how low can he go? When you think he's hit rock bottom, he digs himself a little deeper. So on to the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
What's the first word?
どうして?
Why? For what reason?
どうしてどうして
The next word is?
全部
Everything.
全部全部
The next word is?
帰ります
To go back.
帰ります帰ります
The next word is?
さようなら
Goodbye.
さようならさようなら。
And next we have a phrase.
お世話になりました。
Thank you for your kindness. Hospitality.
お世話になりました。お世話になりました。
And last we have.
女。
Woman.
お、ん、な、女。
So what was that last word you just said, Naomi-sensei?
女。
Woman or women.
そうですね。The opposite word is 男。
Man or men. What did Ryu say in the dialogue?
ロリーは僕の彼女じゃないです。女友達です。
The audacity. Lori's not my girlfriend. She's just my female friend, who I happen to be going out with, but I'm lying right now. So as we learned in lesson 38, 女友達 is female friend, right?
はい。
What's the next phrase?
帰りましょう。
Let's go home. And as we learned in lesson 42, masho or mashouka is a formal volitional, which means what?
In the case of 帰りましょうか means shall we go home? Let's go home. But 帰りましょうか sounds a little more formal than 帰りましょう。
And how do you say let's listen?
聞きましょう。
Let's study.
勉強しましょう。
Let's study grammar.
文法を勉強しましょう。
And on that note, let's go to the grammar.
次は文法です。
So in this lesson, we're going to go over a couple goodbye phrases that popped up in today's dialogue. And we're also going to go over another meaning for a word we learned in the last lesson, yoku. So first, let's talk about yoku. If you remember, last lesson we discussed the adverb yoku, which means often, as in...
私はよくテレビを見ます。
I often watch TV. But in this episode's dialogue, it was used in a bit of a different context.
Right. In the dialogue, Lori said, よくわかりました。
Alright, she said this to indicate that she understood very well what Ryu had just said. In this case, よく means good, well, nicely or properly. You know, but that doesn't make sense by itself. Let's do some more sample sentences.
よく食べました。
Literally, よく means well, and 食べました means ate. I ate well. Of course, it means I ate a lot.But using yoku about your own actions implies that you're satisfied with what you did. So, yoku tabemashita would imply that you ate a lot and you're satisfied. You know, you're full, you're at a good point. But if you use it about someone else, you're probably impressed with their action. So if you say yoku tabemashita to your friend, you might be impressed that they ate so much or more than you expected.
そうかもね。
Right? Yoku tabemashita ne. This is one of those nuanced words in Japanese, so practice saying yoku in both ways. All right, next, let's talk about goodbye phrases.What's the first word?
さようなら。
さようなら is polite and can be used for most occasions. And next is a phrase.
お世話になりました。
And this phrase has a variety of meanings depending on the situation.
It probably means you took care of me a lot and I'm grateful.
Yeah, but it roughly translates to thanks for everything. Mm-hmm. And it implies that the listener has done something for or has helped the speaker in some way. The phrase is often paired with the adverb 大変。
大変お世話になりました。
And 大変 means extremely or greatly. So I'm extremely grateful for what you did for me. Or you could also say 本当に
本当にお世話になりました。
I really appreciate it. It's also worth noting that お世話になりました is past tense. And that's why people use this when they're parting, right? What's the present tense form of this?
お世話になります。
This is also a common phrase.
そうですね。But お世話になります should be used before someone takes care of you.
For example?
When you meet your host family for the first time, maybe you should say お世話になります。
And then after that, would you say, よろしくお願いします?
Ah, yeah, よろしくお願いします。お世話になります。
And at the end of your homestay, you'd say,
お世話になりました。
さようなら。
そうですね。
Now, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has a conversation transcript,
vocabulary, sample sentences, grammar explanations,
and a culture insight section.
So check it out.
And let us know what you think.
And on that note, everybody, さようなら。
さよなら。
嘘じゃないです。ロリーは僕の彼女じゃないです。女友達です。全然タイプじゃないですよ。
へえ、そうですか。聞きましたか、ロリーさん。
ええ、聞きました。私は友達。全然タイプじゃない。よくわかりました。
え?ロリー、どうして?ごめん、嘘です。全部嘘です。
静香さん、帰りましょう。さようなら、リュウさん。お世話になりました。
え?